Aloha and welcome, fellow conscious creators, shifters, light guardians, mystics, seekers, all the human beings who are tuned into this. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining in for another inspirational paradigm shifting discussion through Paradigm Shift Radio, aka Paradigm Shift Central. And my name is Brendan. Thank you guys again for being a part of this community, for a part of this inspirational discussion. And for today's broadcast, this is going to be one of our conscious media creator support circles. So we've actually done many of these in the past. Sometimes we refer to them as the Conscious Media Creator Dojo. And yeah, I'm excited to be able to get back into this. For those of you who have been following me for the past little while, you know that for the past 6.5 months now, my life has really been just focusing on, again, just kind of like the priorities and the responsibilities of being a new father. And within this, some of the broadcasts have kind of been put on hold for the time being. And one of those broadcasts was the Conscious Media Creator Support Circles. But I'm super excited to be able to get back into this, just to be able to have this space for us to be able to share wisdom, for us to be able to invite community members who are part of what it is that we are creating here to be able to join in for these discussions. A reminder, if you guys haven't already yet, there's a couple ways for you to interact. Of course, you can watch in on YouTube, leave some comments down there. Shout out to those of you guys who are in the YouTube chat already. Shout out to Traveler, shout out to Daniel there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, if you guys would like to be able to join these and ongoing discussions on the Zoom calls, you guys are welcome to be able to participate on those through joining in on Patreon. And again, through Patreon, you will be able to get the access to this event as well as any other events happening on the regular that myself and Lacey will be hosting for the time being, plus all sorts of other cool perks and exclusive content that we offer through the Patreon. So with that said, I'm joined here by my very good friend, Kristen. It's just the two of us just to be able to start this off, but that's all right. We're just kind of like getting things rolling. As I said, this is the first kind of like broadcast related to the Conscious Media Creator Circles that we've done in a while. So, you know, it's kind of like not everyone's gotten the full notifications about it, but I know as we continue to do this, more people will find out about it. I know there's a lot of people who are eager to be a part of these spaces, who would be a part of these circles, to be a part of a community of fellow conscious media creators. So we're here, we're starting it. Two people's basically a circle, more of a line, but nonetheless a circle, especially if we're kind of like holding each other in that space. And yeah, we're going to be able to jump into some discussions here related to what being a conscious creator is, what it means to us, our why, a little bit about also our hows, talking about some of the projects that we're working on, talking about some of the challenges, talking about some of the things that we are excited about. We can talk about the ways of how people are kind of like adopting this as new ways to shift consciousness, new ways to be able to develop their income as entrepreneurs. There's so many aspects related to conscious media creatorship that we're going to be able to explore. And if we don't get into everything tonight, that's exactly why we're doing these on the regular. So the intention moving forward for the Conscious Media Creator Circles is to do these every 2 weeks, alternating between this and our Light Guardian Roundtable discussion. So the Light Guardian Roundtable discussions will kind of like flip through different topics. And then the Conscious Media Creator Circles sometimes will have specific topics. But again, it's also a space for us as creators to kind of check in, talk about the things that we're working on, and to be able to charge our spiritual batteries, to be able to sit in that space where we can share what we're up to and inspire one another and support one another and build those connections that can also expand and even further into collaborations as well. So again, just as a bit of background, the project Paradigm Shift Central, what began, you know, many, many years ago, literally like over a decade, a core part of it has always been about building this team of conscious media creators. My story is that I started this when I was at school for media creation. And then eventually as YouTube was evolving, I was like, hey, like this is a great way to be able to get a message out there that's going to be able to help plant seeds and expand people's minds to the bigger understandings of reality and also about self-empowerment. To be able to educate, entertain, and inspire was kind of my mantra that I had for myself as a conscious media creator. And so, you know, since then, over the years, Paradigm Shift has continued to evolve, and it's gone through these waves where a core focus of it was bringing together fellow conscious media creators, those of us who have stepped into this calling to want to be able to help make the world a better place, who want to be able to help inspire people, to lead them back to their heart, to share our wisdom, to have discussions that aren't always getting talked about, to explore the metaphysical, the spiritual, the consciousness, the future, whatever it is that we want to be able to get into, that we deem important to the bigger shift in consciousness. So again, as it is right now, there's a lot of people who I'm excited to be able to make their way back into these circles who have been with us in the past, as well as new people who may be finding out about these circles for the first time. So again, if you guys are tuning into this on TikTok or on Instagram, go ahead and click the link in my profile to be able to join in on YouTube. And we're going to get into some discussions. We actually did have Dion join us right now. Dion's just off camera, but Dion, thank you so much for joining. And we'll just take a quick moment before we get into the core of things, just by taking like an opportunity to just connect into our heart. Just a small micro meditation, not even like a full-on like meditation, but just a moment to just kind of like drop into that space of gratitude. And then from there, we'll explore things further. So again, in the meantime, be sure to check out the links in the profile for the, in the info for this video, for the profiles of the creators. You can follow them on Instagram. You can follow Paradigm Shift on Spotify at Paradigm Shift Radio. You can check out past broadcasts. The main website, I will just mention now, Paradigm Shift Central, in the midst of kind of like some big shifts in my life right now. You guys know that like a couple months ago, I was like going through this whole process of like really taking Paradigm Shift Central into this new direction of it being a membership-based site where there were events hosted by a team of conscious media creators. I had to follow my what my heart was telling me, and I had to kind of like put the brakes on that. It doesn't mean that we won't get back to it, but in the meantime, for the purpose of being able to join in for events, the main website, just because it takes a while to manage that, and that's like a full-time job in itself, that's just kind of like static. But to join in for future events and everything like that, use my Patreon. So the Patreon is essentially the membership portal for the time being. And then through there, that will also give you access to the future events through Paradigm Shift Central. So if you want to get a special deal, like an early kind of like membership access to the events that we'll be doing through Paradigm Shift Central, join in on my Patreon, and you can join in at any level, and you'll be able to get connected there. But nonetheless, we have our Discord. And again, we have our Spotify, we have the main website you can explore anyways, and you can always reach out to me through direct message for anything that you would like to be able to even just touch base on. And I'm happy to be able to again just get to know more people who are passionate about being able to step into the roles as conscious creators. So let's just take that moment to be able to drop into our heart space. And Dion, good to see you, brother. Welcome so much. And yeah, inviting everyone here, whether you see yourself as a conscious media creator, or you're just here to be able to be a part of the discussion, a reminder that we are all creators. We are all, you know, what is media? Media is the medium. Media is a way for us to tell stories. So I think on some level, we are all conscious media creators. So whether or not, don't get too caught up in the labels, but just honoring the creator within us. So just inviting everyone to just be able to gently take a moment here to be able to connect with your breath. If you want to close your eyes, even put your hands on your chest, feel free. Soft, gentle inhales. And soft, gentle exhales. Another one of those is just soften your posture. Soft, gentle inhales. And soft, gentle exhales. Just allowing ourselves to be in the space of gratitude. Gratitude for the many paths that we all walk that have led us to this moment. Gratitude for the common flame, the common light that we all carry. This light that has this infinite desire to want to be able to express itself, to want to be able to be heard. A light that is wisdom, a light that is knowledge, a light that is infinite. And just honoring this light in the unique ways that it moves through us, that it speaks through us, that it communicates through us, through our videos, through our images, through our writings, through our actions, through our words, through our connections, through our relations. For anyone here in hearing the call to be a conscious creator, it is also honoring the will of spirit itself enacting through us. And we show up in service for something bigger than just any one of us alone. So just taking a moment here to be able to say yes to whatever it is that you feel you want to say yes to right now. Maybe that's, yes, I show up in service. Yes, I show up for a community. Yes, I show up for the messages coming through my heart. Yes, I show up for the fact that I too am learning, and just being gentle with that process. What do you say yes to right now as a creator? Beautiful. And so just allowing ourselves as we get ready to conclude this meditation, again, just kind of visualizing all the other creators. Here we are hanging out in the circle, seeing each and every single one of us, acknowledging that, yes, we are all one, expressing itself in different fractals. mirrors of infinite reflection, being like, oh, the creator in me sees and honors the creator in you. I'm excited to hear how you will express your heart messages, because it'll be a little bit different from mine. And that's the whole point. We don't have to do what everybody else is doing. You just have to be you and to trust and to know that that's already enough. So let's feel into this excitement, to feel the fact of how much our work as a collective has already made a difference. The seeds that have been planted, the paradigms that have been shifted, the minds that have been expanded, the hearts that have been opened, the dreams that have become real. So just take a nice big breath in here together as we breathe in some excitement for the future still ahead. Inhale. Nice big exhale with like excited sigh. Like, yes, there's a grand adventure still ahead of us. Inhale again. Nice and gentle. And so with our hearts filled, with our minds inspired, keep this energy, keep this vibration with us as we carry it through the discussions we have tonight and beyond. When you're ready, keeping the visualization of all of us chilling out here in this metaphysical circle, gently bringing our awareness back to our physical bodies. And slowly you can wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and gently open your eyes and return your awareness to the space around you. Awesome. Beautiful. All right. Thank you again, everyone. And with that said, let's get right into where it is that we are headed. So cool. All right. Awesome. Cool. All right. So there's a few things that I did want to be able to explore tonight related to conscious creator, just like the journey of being a conscious creator. And this is something that we've gone back to before, but I want to be able to go back to it again. And it's a process of like figuring out our why, you know, like what is our why? And that's like the big kind of like driving force behind what it is that we do. So I want to be able to practice kind of like talking about that as creators between myself, Chris, and Dion, anybody in the YouTube chat here as well. And then again, also from there, you know, I want to be able to explore a few topics even related to about like figuring out our target audience and what their needs are and how to be able to make those. Also being able to just kind of like figure out like, what does it mean to create valuable content in today's day and age? And also related to like consistency. How do we develop consistency? How do we find our routines? What works for some of us? And then again, also the process of even just like finding new and exciting ways to be able to build community, to engage with our audience and so forth and so on. So within that, again, also inviting you guys to be able to share a little bit about, you know, like what is that you may currently be working on, share with us. Like, we are here to be able to celebrate along the way. Share with us the things that you're working on as a conscious media creator, your ambitions, things that you want to work on, as well as even any sort of challenges that you may be experiencing either internally or externally. And we'll be able to talk a bit about that together as a community. So yeah. Again, you know, one of the things that, and I'm not, in what I just said, that list, if we jump around, that's totally fine. Cause you know, like one of the things that, I just want to be able to speak on just because it's on my heart, and then we'll pass the talk and stick around, and I'll get you guys to just kind of even introduce yourself and then consider this a part of my introduction as well, is that, you know, like one of the things that I feel I carry as a conscious media creator is this idea of like the process of like sticking with it. The process of, you know, like I through my own experience stand as an example in the same way I'm telling you this, because, you know, like this, you could be me at some point, and some of you already are in your own ways, because time is, you know, not relative. But what I'm saying is that, you know, like through my journey, when people get to know me and they get to know my story, what is my story? My story is literally the story of someone who way back in like 2007 or 8, at the age when I was just like maybe like 19, 20 years old, I was starting to go through my own paradigm shift. I was starting to go through like my own just like awakening journey. And then again, I mentioned this before, and then I really felt called to want to be able to utilize technology as a tool, as a medium to be able to help be an ambassador for messages related to conscious awakening, to higher conscious ideas, to not necessarily telling people what to think, but encouraging them to think for themselves, and also simply through through sharing my journey. So one of the things that I carry as value is the fact that I have continued to do this after 1 year, after 2 year, after 3 year, five, seven, eight, nine, and here we are. It's like 13 years later, give or take. And I'm still showing up as a conscious media creator, give or take, to the best of my ability, understanding that sometimes my present waxes and wanes like a breath. That's okay. But the marriage that I have created between, you know, like me choosing to step on that path and where I am today has continued. And that's kind of what I'm like segueing into when I talk a bit about the why. Why have I not just totally just stepped away from this and just say, you know what, it's not for me, or maybe it's not working, or maybe it's not enough, or maybe I'm not getting the feedback sort of thing. Why have I stuck with it? So for me, you know, like the why is the idea, because I know it makes a difference. And sometimes I think when it comes to the process of creating our content, we kind of get stuck within this block of thinking, well, you know, like, why would people want to hear what I have to say? What difference could it make? My voice is just going to get lost in a crowd. Therefore, I shouldn't even try. Therefore, I shouldn't even say anything at all. But again, you know, like, it's kind of one of those things where your ambition doesn't necessarily always have to be like, hey, I'm going to reach, you know, like thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But what if you can just reach like the immediate people within, you know, within your circle. And then eventually that circle kind of grows and it grows and it grows. And so, you know, for me, it's my why literally goes back to a promise that I made. And it wasn't just a promise to myself. It was literally a promise to Mother Earth, to Gaia, to like the higher spirits, where it was basically me hearing this call inside me that said like, hey, Brendan, you have something inside of you that we want you to be able to help bring out into the world, to bring it out through your hands, through your voice, through your magic, through your touch. And that's the thing, right? Like the spirit will put things in our consciousness. It will put things in our field, but it can't necessarily like make us pick up a phone and film a video nowadays. We have the will to be able to say like, I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. Like we can drop it. We can let it go at any time. At any point, I could just step away and say like, you know what, that's not for me, or I don't want to do it. And sometimes the voice kind of comes up that's actually a voice that's almost kind of like rooted in more of an animal survival trait that's naturally a part of who we are. And it's the same voice that basically just says like, stay inside your comfort zone, don't go outside of it, don't do that. It's pessimistic, it's thinking of all these things that can go wrong, and it's convincing you that it's not worth your time. So for me, part of being a conscious creator and understanding my why is also being able to understand how to be able to connect with like that higher self voice that is reminding me. And sometimes this reminder is enforced through the fact that once we get things going and we hear people talking about the results that our content has had in their life, and we get that appreciation, that's the voice that is like, it's like, no, like this is important. Like this is important. And you may not even fully know why. It's important because of the intention behind it. As a conscious creator, like, what is your intention? Your intention is, and I'm speaking more of a general sense, and again, after this, I'm just passing the talking stick here, but thank you guys for listening. Your intention is to be able to, what I like to refer to as, lead people back to the magic of their heart. If I were to kind of like simplify what it is that we are doing, you know, that's the way I saw it. Like I started going through my own awakening process, and I started seeing that there was more to this world than meets the eye. There was more to this human experience than meets the eye. And my journey wasn't necessarily just to like tell people about every single secret, but to start kind of like showing them what was out there, giving them something else to see, something else to think about, something that was my direct experience. And then again, like out of that, it gives them permission to be able to begin asking those questions themselves, to begin acting in certain ways that they haven't been taught how to act or encouraged how to act as well. So, you know, for me, the why is, it's very much kind of like going back to like the Bodhisattva journey, which is about being able to help alleviate the suffering of others. And that's such a powerful thing, because I think if for many of us, like, you know, it's like for those of us, if you're showing up in conscious creators, like who were we in past lives? Like I guarantee in some inversions of who we are, and even in parallel realities, however you want to think of it, there's a natural part of our instinct as a spirit, as a soul, to want to be able to serve, to want to be able to help assist. If you see another party of yourself suffering, nowadays, it's like, yeah, you can walk past that on an individual scale or a collective scale. But at the same time, there's going to be a part of you that says like, if I can make a difference, I should, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And that was kind of a quote I always said to myself, if you can make a difference, then are we not responsible for doing something with that capacity to be able to make a difference? So again, I'm just kind of going off from my head and from my heart, guys, but we'll pass the talking stick around. And again, I'd like to just be able to introduce some of the other creators that we got here. We got Dion, we got Kristen. And again, to give you guys a chance to be able to explore, like what is your why? And again, the why nowadays, like it's good to be able to have it based on this like reason of just like altruism. And then at the same time, as we explore within the conversation, that can find a balance with, you know, like sacred commerce and entrepreneurial endeavors and everything like that. Because as we continue to find creative and holistic and smart, like all encompassing ways of providing our services and receiving energetic support back in return, it allows us to continue to provide our services anymore. So if we want to, we can kindly help dissolve some of the shame around, you know, like us earning a money and everything like that. Because I think the more that we can figure out the ways of kind of like navigating that space and figuring out how to make money within this process of serving and creating, the more it's going to help us create global impact. So, you know, we'll talk more about that as we go. Anyways, guys, Dion, I saw you raise your hand. If you're ready to go first, that's totally cool, man. I'd love to just be able to pass it over to you. And Dion, do you want to go next? Just give me a quick hand raise there and we can pass it over to you that's cool with you. Sweet. So just again, quick introduction. Dion and I, we connected over a year ago synchronistically, but it was really cool because we were chatting and we totally connected. And then like later into the process of us connecting on that day, we were just sitting out in the back porch kind of talking. And then both of us were just kind of like I forget who said it first, but I was like, oh, like I have a YouTube channel and I make like these videos. And then Dion's like, well, I have a YouTube channel too. So it turned out that both of us were like already in the process of kind of like creating content. And I know Dion, you were already talking about how you were just like getting more into the habit of making content and stuff. So Dion, I'll pass it over to you, dude. Thank you so much for being here and I appreciate what you bring to the circle. So Dion, feel free to introduce yourself a little bit about your why, as well as, you know, like what it is that you do as a conscious media creator, et cetera, et cetera. So welcome, brother.
For sure. Thanks for the welcome. Hello to everyone here in the circle, Kristen, Brendan, everyone tuning in, watching. My name is Dion. I could say I'm a conscious media creator. I have YouTube videos and I make them every now and then when I feel the inspiration. To go on the why, as Brendan was talking about, my why is because I feel that kind of a reflection of what you were saying, like the information we come upon or the things that come to us, right? It's like, it's not just for us. It's coming to us so we can be those mediators to share. We already have that vision where we already are creating conscious media. And so it's easier to just let that flow through you. And like you said, we do have a choice, right? We can either say, hey, I don't want to do that, or I do want to do that. And yeah, it goes back to the why, because I feel like it's bigger. It's bigger than us, right? It's for all of us. If the information that comes to me or whatever spirit tells me and I just hold it for myself, it just doesn't feel like anything's being done with it, because everyone is a part. Like, I feel like we're all connected. This is my perspective and view of like spirituality and stuff. And so each one teach one, basically. If you see, like you said, Brendan, I'll reflect on that. You see yourself in a situation in terms of like another individual that needs assistance or is struggling in some way, you see that as a reflection of you. And so it's the same with teachings and all the different perspectives of life, you know. That's my why. It makes me want to share and when those things comes up. And in terms of making conscious media and stuff, it comes and goes in waves for me. Sometimes I really feel the inspiration and sometimes I don't, you know. And it's like you said, Brendan, it's a choice, you know. And if you want to stick with it and if you don't want to stick with it. And for me, it's like if I feel really good about it, I can do it. And if I just want to kind of lay back on that particular part of my journey in my life, then I kind of take that path as well. But yeah, it's always great to share information and, you know, spread this knowledge, this awareness. And we're all just trying to make it go global, you know, for the better of humanity and for our ancestors, for everyone, you know. We're trying to heal the earth. And so, yeah, that's my purpose in creating conscious media. Pass it over to Kristen. And thank you, Dion.
Dion, remind people, for those of you who don't know, what's your YouTube channel, just so they can check it out?
Oh, it's just Neon Dion.
Neon Dion. And Neon Dion on Instagram as well. So I'll put the, I think there, if you can just send the direct link for that, because I know there's like, there's multiple Neon Dions. So we'll just make sure we got the right one. But if you guys YouTube that, scroll down, you'll see Dion's YouTube channel there. So I just posted it into the YouTube chat. So yeah, that's awesome, man. Cool. Dion, thanks again. And well, let's keep chatting there. And as Dion was talking, you know, you mentioned the idea of like inspiration kind of coming and going. And I think there's a good topic there about, you know, how do we as conscious creators continue to kind of like cultivate that inspiration? And what do we do when the inspiration kind of like wanes? How do we tap back into that? And honestly, like, that's a big part of what these circles are about. I know for myself, talking about being a conscious media creator inspires me to want to continue to create content, because again, it's kind of like this collective project classroom where we get to see what everyone else is creating, and we get to hold each other accountable, and we get to kind of like create this shared momentum. So for me, that's one of the big things, is just community, surrounding ourselves with other people who are doing the same thing, and then realizing that we're going through similar challenges, and realizing that, you know, we don't have to find all the solutions all by ourselves. And so I think that's a big part, but we can talk more about it. Kristen, I'll pass it over to you. Kristen, who has been a wonderful part of our community for many years now at this point, and excited to be able to have you here with us as always. So Kristen, please feel free to introduce yourself a little bit about what you do as a conscious media creator, and a little bit about your why. And I know you've explored this question with us in the past, but it's good to go back to it. You know, like this was like one of the first topics that we did in the dojo, but that was almost like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, whatever. Time's barely real, so who even knows? But yeah, Kristen, go ahead and passing the talking stick over to you. Welcome to the circle.
Thank you, Brendan. I appreciate it. It's been an absolute blessing and a joy to be able to share all the amazing spaces and healing and community. And Dion, I really appreciate your share and every bit of wisdom that you had to say. I think it's one of the most important things that we can do as humans to help support one another, that we go through phases of inspiration and listening to those phases. Whenever we feel inspired, create, allow yourself the freedom to do the things that you feel called to do, but also honoring that the process of, sometimes you're going to feel like you don't want to create, and sometimes it's okay. But I think as content creators, because of the way the system works, when you get in the algorithm and you start posting and you start receiving the abundance, it begins to come to a place where you feel like you must keep up with the post. Or, you know, if 1 week you feel really inspired and you post 3 times a day every day and you're just feeling on fire, and then the next week you're like, oh, this is a solitude week, I know I go inward. Giving yourself the peace to say it's okay, but then also understanding like the medicine and the joy of being able to give yourself that. And then coming back out, whenever you feel that inspiration again, you're going to have grown, your content will have grown, your wisdom will have grown. And so I guess it's like the seasons of the earth, right? You know, sometimes we are green and growing and abundant and sharing our pollen, and other times we're fading and reducing and, you know, allowing ourselves to die so that we may be planted in the ground and heal and grow again. So honoring the seasons of the cycles has been really huge, especially I think since the last time we've talked, Brendan. So I'm grateful that we ask the same questions over again, because it gives us the chance to see where we've grown and how we've changed. And so I guess for me, hi, I'm Kristen. I go by Pinoc Rising. You can find me on TikTok or Instagram, and I'm Pinoc's Cove on YouTube. I do all kinds of fun things on social media. Mostly I just follow my heart and I share the wisdom that I feel called. I like to read spirit messages using tarot and oracle, and I love to offer healing meditations and spaces for people to connect and share their own inspiration and wisdom, because I believe that we are all healers and all of us have magic and wisdom within us that is to be shared in this beautiful world. And so my goal is to inspire and encourage each and every one of you to do just that in the way that you feel called. So that's also, I guess, my why, is being able to just inspire everyone to see the magic that lives within. I believe that we live in a very, very magical world, and we have the opportunity to tap into limitless opportunities. And so, yeah, especially when we connect with each other and we share and we grow together, it's just beautiful. So grateful to be here. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Dion. And thank you, all of the Soul family that's watching this now or in the future.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Yeah, again, just as we're talking here, just kind of let the conversation kind of flow intuitively. And Dion or Kristen, at any point, if you guys have something you want to add into the circle, just gently raise your hand. And I'm more than happy just be able to pass the talking stick over to you. But yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is very, very important as a conscious creator, is to be able to understand the basic philosophy and concept that as we change, our content changes, you know? So like literally like our job as content creators isn't just to create content, create content, create content, create content. Our job technically is to be able to nurture ourselves, to take care of ourselves. And then in the process of that, the content is actually the byproduct. The content comes second. So if we're constantly like in this mode where it's just trying to act like a factory line and we're just trying to produce the same thing over and over and over again, eventually we're going to run dry. The kind of like the spirit of that may struggle to be able to stay intact. The motivation will kind of like begin to dissipate and dwell. And then, you know, we may kind of find ourselves just be like, wait, why am I doing this? And we go back to the question, why am I doing this again? And it almost gets lost. And you know, we can even go into this phase where we kind of feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, where we're just kind of like, okay, if I'm gonna make a video, do I have to be kind of like, hey guys, welcome to YouTube, like and subscribe, we're gonna do a thing, we're gonna explore consciousness, let's go down by the river and meditate together, pew pew pew. Like, you know, it's just we create these expectations for yourself. And I think it's fine to be able to have an idea of, you know, like how we want to be seen, how we want to be heard, the energy that we want to be able to bring in, and ultimately the energy that is also being received by the people who are there too. But again, you know, like it's important to be able to really understand that, you know, like our roles as conscious creators are quite complex. Like it's actually, and that's actually been a big struggle for myself as a conscious creator, is trying to at times like balance like all the things I want to do. Like I'll actually have too many ideas, and then I'm trying to do too many projects all at once, that nothing fully materializes, nothing fully actualizes. So I think as a conscious media creator, you know, a big thing that I would recommend and also want to be able to help support people on, people within our Paradigm Shift Central community, is, you know, the ability to be able to organize, the ability to be able to compartmentalize, the ability to be able to have routines, have schedules, but then also to be able to create containers where it's not so rigid that it doesn't have room for those moments of divine inspiration, but it actually facilitates divine inspiration. So you kind of like find that you're creating channels. And it's interesting that we refer to, you know, YouTube channels, and, you know, we don't call Instagram pages channels, strangely enough, but because we think of channels as like TV channels and stuff like that, I guess. But you know, if we start thinking of the different channels that we're facilitating, you think of that from the concept of energy. Think of that as like, you know, like inspiration flows like water. I go back to the concept of the Awen, Awen, A-W-E-N. Many of you have heard me say this term before, but I love this term. The Awen is literally like what is recognized as like the divine, like flow of conscious inspiration. It is the energy that will flow through a bard when they are singing a song on the spot. It's what I do when I'm doing my flowetry practice, my on the spot spoken word poetry. So as conscious creators, one of the best things that we can do for ourselves is that instead of just like rushing into this process of creating content and then trying to stick to routines, but things are changing, and then we end up tripping over ourselves, and then we're just like, you know what, I need a break. I've stumbled a few too many times. This isn't working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been there before. You know, it's important to be able to create the channels, be they literal channels, such as YouTube channels, such as Instagram pages, whatever it is, mostly those things, you know, like the channels are the places where the content is going. And the channels are also relationships too. Like, it's not just like what you post, it's the conversations that you have behind the scenes as well. So, you know, like when an idea comes to you, like, is the channel ready to be able to support it? And so it's interesting because, you know, from my own experience, just to give you guys a little bit of context of some of the things that I've been working on. Again, you know, for me, it's been trippy, man, to go from, you know, like not even so much longer than a year ago to basically be living as a bachelor for the first time in my own apartment. Lacey and I were at separate places then. And I was literally like able to show up and start my role as a conscious media creator first thing in the morning. And until I decided that I wanted to go to bed, I had like nothing in my way, you know, like not much other responsibilities than literally just creating content. And I was like pumping out stuff. I was doing broadcasts. The Patreon was like on fire and everything like that. And it was great. It was awesome. Now, flash forward a little bit later. And now, you know, like just using my life as an example, but you guys have your own life and your own responsibilities. And there's a bunch of other things within my reality that take place. And now suddenly I don't necessarily have the ability to sit for like 5 hours of time and work on content. That rarely happens anymore. I might be able to find like a couple hours here. I'll work in the evening when I'm able to, but it's balancing it with responsibilities as a father, responsibilities with family, responsibilities as you know, just like the household, my other jobs and stuff like that. And so, you know, for me, it's very, very important that within this process of a conscious creator, I'm doing the back end work, kind of like Capricorn energy, where we're creating the foundations and we're creating the quote unquote channels so that when I have an idea, I know where to put it. I don't have to kind of like stumble and say like, oh, where am I going to post this? What am I going to do? So for me, and I'll pass this around just because I'd love to hear what you guys are working on and stuff like that. Some of the things that I'm actually working on right now has actually birthed a new channel. So it gets birthed new channel. So I have my Mystic Spider-Man channel, and that's kind of like my main thing. But at the same time, you know, like I think if I were to try and put everything through that Mystic Spider-Man channel, it kind of like becomes diluted. It gets too messy. It gets too noisy and stuff like that. So there's a couple actual new projects that I've begun focusing energy towards. And I'm literally just in the process of starting to build them, but the container's there, the channel's there. And that includes like the Awakening Anthology. So the Awakening Anthology, and me telling you guys this, if some of you haven't heard about this, this is actually going to be a series of short stories that Lacey and I are working on. We've already been working on the first one. We're going to release some available to the public. Then the rest is going to be through our Patreon support. So again, it's an energy exchange value there. But that's literally something where I created a whole new Instagram page. So I created the new Instagram page, the Awakening Anthologies. Then throughout my day, when I have an idea about what I want to be able to create there, I know where to put it. And then the other thing that I've actually created is a new Instagram channel called Mystic Water Guardians. And so Mystic Water Guardians, this is actually something that I'm really excited about. And you'll hear me talking more about it once I start creating content and videos for it more so. But this is actually related to me and Lacey really feeling inspired to want to be ambassadors for water wisdom, to really help people connect with the element of water, what it means to them, both as a philosophy, both as like health and lifestyle. And again, and also to be able to just kind of like open them up to like more information and wisdom about water. And this actually goes hand in hand with something that some of you have probably crossed paths with throughout the internet. And this is actually related to this like super, super cool technology from Japan that's like a water filtration machine that actually basically just like revitalizes water from like dead water that's coming out of your tap into living water. And it has incredible health benefits and everything like that. And there's friends of mine that have been working with this company, and they've literally done it in a way where not only has it changed their lifestyle just through health, but also through financial abundance. And I can tell you, I will tell you guys more about this. It's really, really, really cool. The company that's behind this water machine is such a heart-oriented company. So for me, you know, like that's another channel that I'm going to be focusing on. I'm going to be focusing on creating content related about water, me and Lacey's journey as water wisdoms, featuring other people in the community that have also stepped onto this path as ambassadors for this water machine. And then from there, again, also kind of like opening my heart into new adventures that will also be able to create like more financial abundance. humans as well. And again, I'll tell you guys more about that because it's super important. And honestly, basically anybody in Paradigm Shift, I want to be able to invite you guys to be aware of it. And that's essentially what I'll be doing, is I'll just be putting stuff in front of you. And then if it resonates with you, you will be able to make the decision, be like, whoa, this is actually something really cool. I want to either be a part of it or learn more or whatever the case may be. And then the other project that I recently started, and again, I'll post these links into the chat. So the Awakening Anthology and Mystic Water Guardians. And then the other one is the new Ascension Portraits. And the Ascension Portraits, this is what you guys have seen, where it's like me, I've tapped into something crazy with AI art technology, and other people can learn what I'm doing. That's totally fine. Like, I'm not like being a gatekeeper on how I do it. If you guys want to know how I'm doing it, ask me and I'll send you the link for the tutorial that I learned. But within that, AI technologies such as Midjourney, some of you guys have heard of it, Stable Diffusion, there's certain word prompts and everything, and you can say like, you know, like beautiful waterfall, you type it in, it creates an image of beautiful waterfall. I'm doing it in a way where it's actually teaching the AI based on our likeness, based on like how we can input it, and then creating art that's designed to be able to kind of like depict representations of our connection to our higher self. And so I've already started this, and so again, that's another channel that I'm doing. So right now my main focuses are my main Mystic Spider Man, the Mystic Water Guardians, Awakening Anthology, and the Ascension Portraits, and then also the weekly live broadcast that I'm doing, the short stories, which is part of the Awakening Anthology, and then if I feel like I'm inspired to do other stuff, I will. So now I'm kind of at this point where I've created those channels, and over the next couple of weeks, it's about the content process and the content creation. And I've been organizing, and I've been going back through files and organizing things into folders. For me, organization is very, very important, because it's definitely going to help streamline things. And then I even created a process where actually I'll just screen share with you guys real quick. Just because, again, it might inspire you guys just to be able to, you know, possibly approach content creation in a similar way as well. So just give me 2 seconds here as I just screen share. Okay, cool. So this is my Notion document. Notion, if you guys haven't heard of Notion, it's a really, really cool management software. And if you guys want me to create like a custom Notion document for you to be able to organize your stuff, reach out to me. I've been in the process of doing it for a few people. But within this, there's a core thing that I want to be able to show you. So the way how Notion works, it's like you're basically creating like little web pages within a single platform, and you can create like little checklists and stuff like that. And then you've got like individual pages, and I'm using it to be able to coordinate my individual projects, where I'm actually like using it to be able to keep track of like my ideas as they come. So these ones here are like individual places where I'm like posting ideas and brainstorming concepts for content that's coming through me. But this is something that's pretty cool. I just want to show you. So this here, if you guys can see, this is like a weekly calendar where it actually shows me my target goal for what I want to be able to create each day. So on Sunday, I'm going to post an image to, oh yeah, and I have the Druid and Mystic page. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I know. I do have quite a few pages. I know. But that's okay. Like I'm doing that by choice because it's all coming through me. So what I got here is like basically organization of what a weekly schedule can look like for me in terms of what I'm creating or what I'm posting each day. So on Mondays, I'm going to post a Water Garden video, Awakening Anthology image, Mystic Spider-Man image, Druid and Mystic video. And then on Tuesday, I've got Awakening Anthology video. I'm in the process of really kind of like locking into this schedule. But at least the fact that I got it in front of me is a huge first step. And it's pretty cool because I can actually kind of like move stuff around. But again, if you're someone like me who really likes having the technology to be able to support the organization, reach out to me, because this is something that I would consider to be a huge tip. Because honestly, as conscious creators, I know a big thing that I struggle with in the past, and I know a lot of other people struggle with, is just like how to organize things and what to do with all these ideas and where to post and when to post and then things like that. So for me, taking that time to be able to organize things ahead of time is always like super important. But again, that's just for me. Different people are going to have different journeys. You know, like some people, that they're just like, yeah, every now and then I just post a YouTube video and that's it, you know, and I'm not doing it to, you know, like sell a product or to build a Patreon or something. I'm just doing it because I just want to do it. And honestly, that's super important too, because when you're showing up there as a creator, I always remind people that, you know, you're investing in yourself simply by creating, because every time that you create, it's preparing you for that next video that you're going to make. It's developing that confidence. It's firing off the neurons. It's creating a habit. It's building a muscle. And then the confidence arrives it just, like, by the time that next kind of like inspiration comes through, and you don't have to say, think like, oh, like should I or shouldn't I create that video? At that point, like, the channel is kind of like already in place. So something comes through you. Maybe you wake up with a dream, maybe you read something in a book, maybe you have a conversation, you're like, oh, like, that would be good. Like, that would be something that would be helpful to my target audience. And then at that point, you just pick up the camera and you go film it. And that's another thing as conscious creators, is that, you know, I like to be able to facilitate things, to be able to create content like as it arises. I find that if I kind of have an idea for a piece of content and then I sit on it, if I'm just like, oh, that's a great idea. And if I don't, especially if I don't write it down, like part of what I just showed you, if I write it down, I can go back to it later. But if I have an idea and I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, and I don't write it down, it just kind of dissolves into the void. It turns into mist. It just gets lost. And then I'm like, wait, what was that idea? Where did it go? And then, you know, so for me, given my skill sets and stuff like that, I do feel that there's like a lot of stuff that's coming through me. And then at the same time, sometimes it's important to be able to say like no to certain things, and to be able to say, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to follow one course until successful. Follow one course until successful, in order to be able to kind of like get the momentum going. So what I plan to do, and again, this is in sync with me creating this conscious creator circle, is that, like, you know, by having us together as a community, like, I'm feeling myself like getting back into this gear where it's like, you know, Dad Brendan 2.0, that's kind of like a synergized version of the past Brendan who was creating content regularly, but managed in a way that matches my current lifestyle, and creating content that's just kind of like has a consistent flow to it. So that's my goal. I'm creating that goal for myself. And then within that, it also has like, you know, like ways to be able to like build revenue and stuff and support myself and everything like that. Anyways, I just kind of wanted to be able to share with you guys, that's a little bit about what I'm up to. And then again, doing the weekly events. So that's what my reality looks like as a conscious creator. It's creating content for Druid and Mystic, Mystic Water Gardens, Awakening Anthology, Ascension Portraits, Mystic Spider-Man, and the broadcast, and then managing things with the back end and stuff like that. But again, if my example sounds like, whoa, that's a lot, don't try to do what I'm doing. Do what you're doing. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, as conscious creators, I think it's good for us to take inspiration from one another, but don't feel that, oh, like, I have to kind of like keep up with XYZ. I have to mimic XYZ. I see them posting. I see Gary V doing this and yada, yada, yada. It's like, walk your pace, go at the pace that you're at. And especially if it's something where, you know, you're still in the space where you're just exploring, explore, have fun with it, you know, really just allow yourself to kind of like develop the relationship between yourself and the creative energy that's coming through you. And then over time, you know, creating the channel so that as it comes through you, it's not hitting those blockages and it's actually having a place where it can, you know, get out and get seen and get land. You know, again, a reminder that like media, the word media is literally just plural for the word medium. So like when we are conscious media creators, we are talking literally about being mediums. Mediums for what? Mediums for spirit, mediums for soul, mediums for consciousness, mediums for a future that's literally rippling back into the present. Yes to all of the above is what I say. So the more that we can, again, kind of like tailor our mediums to be conducive for the message coming through, that's what it's about. It is about not just, it is about information. Like when you think about it, like we as conscious creators, all we are doing is like, you could break it down to ones and zeros if you wanted to, but we are presenting people with information. But then the next level to that is that within that information, we are also telling a story. So that's something we can talk more about. I want to pass the talk and stick around. Appreciate you guys listening to me babble on. I know sometimes it kind of takes me a while to take all this information that's in my head and just like get it into your guys' consciousness at the same time. And I'm open here to just be able to receive as well. But yeah, you know, that's a big thing that I want to be able to get into, is that collectively and individually being conscious of like, what is the story that we're telling people and how does that story inspire? How does that kind of like reach into the person's, how does it plant a seed in that person's heart? And that's something we can get back into a little bit later, where, you know, like, how do we make content that is valuable? How do we educate, entertain, and inspire? And that's something that, you know, I like to be able to keep in mind, that kind of separates conscious media from just unconscious media, so to speak. Is there such a thing? And yeah, I think there is. You know, I want to be able to create media that's not necessarily designed, that's designed to help people tune in opposed to tune out, if that helps simplify it. You know, because there's tons of content where it's just like mindless scrolling and you watch a TikTok video and you're just like, And then you scroll through it. And then like a minute later, you forget about what it was that you just watched. Right. Like, it's just like, did it stick with you? Did it land? Did it change your life? Like, maybe not. Like, so it's just like, do we need more of that? Not to say there's anything wrong with that. I'm not bashing it, but it's like, how do we create that content where, you know, it's like those times where you read something really meaningful in a book and you're just like, oh, that shifted my paradigm. Or you listen to an Alan Watts podcast and you hear something he says, or Ram Dass, and you're like, oh, that's like something there, something clicked. Right. So, that's the thing that we're doing. You know, we're helping people remember. Dion, I'll pass it over to you. Kristen, jump in at any time. If anything I say like makes sense and stuff like that, I know I kind of covered a bit of ground there going back to like organization stuff. But anyways, go ahead, Dion.
I feel the thing with making it, I feel where you're coming from is making it stick with the person that's watching the video or whatever. And I feel like it's just speaking from the heart. You know what I mean? Like, the mindless scrolling and stuff like that, I feel like when we watch a video, we can really tell, you know, if this person is speaking from their heart, if like it makes us tune in. That's what the whole tuning in thing is, right? You can tell if it's just, oh, some content and like on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, and it's like, oh, everyone does that, you know what I mean? So I think just speaking from the heart, and with the stories you said, it is like, when we create, it is the information is important, but you have to relay it in a way that only you can, you know what I mean? And like authenticity. And that's what inspires. I feel like that's what makes people tune more into it, because they see like, oh, this person isn't trying to be like this other person or this other, you know, conscious media creator, however we want to say it, you know, it's just really just speaking from the heart and relaying the message that way. And that's when it's the most received, I feel.
Very, very well said. Kristen, I'll let you jump off of that and anything. But Dion, absolutely, coming from the heart is, and again, that's kind of like, that's something that comes with a practice. And it also comes with kind of like a space that can kind of like support and hold that. It's not often that we're really instructed on that, but I think it's great, and especially that you've kind of come to that through your own exploration as well, is really, really cool. So some people are just do it naturally, some people kind of need a little bit of instructions on it, but you're good at that, Dion. Your videos, I like the it's raw and real, you know, and that's where like people have seen fake stuff so much that they've become desensitized to it, and then sometimes when they see something real, it's actually jarring for them. And it engages them. It pulls them in and be like, oh, this guy's talking about his life in like a really meaningful way. Like, this is, I want to listen, you know? And I think we want that. Just a quick thought, you know, thinking like, what are the needs of our audience and stuff like that? Part of the need is the fact that like people are actually seeking connection. Like they're seeking connection even just by listening to your side of the conversation, because it gives them a chance to be able to hear something in a very human way. And so it's like, how do we bring the humanness back into, you know, some of the content that we're creating and everything like that? No, I agree. Kristen, go ahead. I'll pass it over to you. And then, yeah, let's just kind of keep exploring where we're going with this. Yeah.
Ah, Dion, I can't wait to check out your work. I love authenticity. It's my favorite. So, yeah, no, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you being your authentic self and being brave to share your authentic self. That's a whole hurdle we could talk about as a creator, being able to be your authentic, not only create your authentic content, but also being yourself in your authentic content, because we all have to start somewhere, right? And it's not always easy to be able to just say, okay, I have this amazing idea, I want to be able to share it with the world, and I know that if I do it this way, it's going to resonate with my soul and their soul. And so, you know, you kind of have to trial and error, figure out, get to be wherever you are. And so I just want to say, like, thank you for stepping every step you have to get to where you are, to be able to share your authenticity, because it's a true gift to be able to receive and to witness and to be able to share as well. So I know for me, I've actually, that's kind of like what I'm working on right now, is I feel like I've really finally gotten to a place where I can be my full authentic self in all of my content. And so I'm creating more of the stuff that I know that I enjoy creating from a very authentic place. And so, which has been kind of a twist for me, because I create tarot card readings, and, you know, there's like one way to create a tarot card reading, not really, but you know what I mean? Like, so to be able to come at it from a place of like, this is me sharing my message in the way that I know will resonate with the souls that are meant to hear it, and being able to do that. And then also being able to be brave and share, you know, like my, the healing spaces, or talk about being the community stuff that I do. And just, I think being brave has been my theme of what I'm doing these days, is being brave. I'm also working on some stuff behind the scenes. I've got some retreats for 2023 coming up. And we've also got a course that I'm working on for a Reiki certification class. So keep an eye out. We're going to have some really exciting things in 2023, but I'm not rushing myself. I'm letting it be exactly what it needs to be. And I'm really trusting the process that it has taken to get there. And I think when it comes to the content aspect of it, being able to, like, when I show up to post on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, I'm showing up to speak to the audience that I know I'm channeling for that day. And so being able to be real and authentic and in the moment with that space. So being able to say, like, today I'm going to show up and create a Monday meditation. And even if it's just me showing up for my own self that day, because we got to do meditation, right? And so getting excited about it, seeing that, you know, maybe I am the only one receiving the message that I'm sharing today, but I'm sharing it from my heart and it's what needs to be shared, and trusting that whoever it's meant for, it will reach. You know, and I think that's been the big part of it too, is like, it's not always about the numbers. It's like, I could post a video one day that gets 6,000 views, and then I post a video the next day and it gets like 200 views. And it's like, both videos hold equal weight. Like, they're all the same, because my intention and my love and my message was meant and delivered in that. So yeah, not worrying so much about all of the things, and just really being focused on that heart space and sharing what is being called to. And I just want to bring it back to Dion's point of like, trusting your flow and your inspiration. Like, when you get that inspiration, do the thing, or at least write it down, like Brendan said. So yeah, that's my share.
I'll jump in, Brendan.
Yeah, go for it, Dion. Yeah. And, grab everyone back.
Oh man, lost my train of thought there. But yeah. Oh, like how you were saying, like, it holds equal weight. If like one thing gets a certain amount of views and another thing gets a certain amount of views, it's like, yeah, because we're really not doing it for that. You know what I mean? And I feel like you can really tell when a creator is doing it for that and when they're not, you know. And it just brings it back to the authenticity thing. And it's for us as well. You know what I mean? I find that when I make videos or something, I like watch it myself, and I'm like, oh wow, yeah, like, you know, that makes sense. Just watching yourself and hearing yourself, it's like a reflection. Where I feel like we're all reflections, and just like tonight, this circle, we're all just reflecting off of each other. We all are agreeing and just, you know, holding this space. So it's beautiful. It's magic, you know. Light workers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that you use the word magic, Dion, because again, you know, like it literally is like words are magic, you know, like a single word can plant a seed, which can awaken an idea, which can change someone's lives. So I think, you know, like as conscious creators, it's we go through these stages and we get to explore and we get to mature as well, because I think as we mature as conscious creators, I think we get to naturally be able to bring intention into our work, perhaps maybe even more so than what we used to do. And so, like, you know, by intention, it's really being able to just be mindful of like, well, how is this going to be received? How do I want it to be received? What do I want my audience to be able to get out of this? And so, you know, like that's where, for me, like, as an example, making videos of doing free hugs and stuff like that, like I was kind of doing it as like a social experiment. Because I'm just like, I want to see how many other people I can inspire to go out there and do free hugs. You know, like that was like I didn't fully know like what the answer was going to be. But I knew that simply through the process of me just demonstrating and leading by example that and inviting people and literally using my words to say like, hey, if I can do this, you can do it too. If there's a superhero in me, there's a superhero in you. And, you know, sometimes you need to be that person that's just like, that others might see as like a little bit crazy, like a little bit, you know, outside the box, a little bit weird in the magical way, you know, the traditional way, a little bit different. But again, going back to the previous broadcast that we had on leadership and even what Dion was talking about earlier, you know, authenticity is something that is sought after in today's day and age. So, you know, like sometimes being that person that is literally just like talking about their feelings on camera, some people would literally be like, dude, like, don't do that. Like that's, people are going to think you're not cool. People are going to think you're a wuss. People are going to think, you know, you're not strong and stuff like that. So it's like, we're here to not only shift paradigms, but we're also here to kind of like say goodbye to old paradigms where, you know, where in before it was like, we had to keep quiet about our emotions and we had to, you know, like not talk about the challenges that we are going through. And so it's really, 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 really trippy when, you know, you take a moment to really just step back and think about what technology is and how we're actually like interacting with it, because, you know, it's like, we have such a symbiotic relationship with it that we're just so used to it that we kind of almost forget like how freaking magical it actually is. And so like, you know, like with the power of technology, it's literally created this hyperdimensional web that connects all of our direct experiences simultaneously. And you can literally peek into any single one person's reality. So from an individual perspective, we are literally simultaneously experiencing all of our lives at once, you know, in the sense that I can literally jump over to Dion's YouTube channel and I can see what he's talking about and I can see what he's going through and I can see what he's experienced. And then I can go to Kristen's and, you know, it's like we're going through portals. Like so it's like when we start acknowledging that, you know, every time that we create a video, every time that we post up content, it's literally us kind of like stepping, putting knowledge and putting information, putting value into like this portal that's going to be seen, that's going to be heard. It's just like it really starts to kind of change like, well, what is it? What do we want to put out? And that's where for me, and I'll pass over to was it Kristen? Did you put your hand up? I think a second ago. Dion put your hand up. Yeah, whoever put their hand up, I'll pass over to you. But that's where again, you know, like it goes back to the idea of, you know, like quality over quantity. But at the same time, where I'm also moving into right now, this is part of my challenge as a conscious creator, is to organize things in such a way that I want to be able to focus on creating content fast. Because I have a story that wants to be told through like the multiple channels that I have. And I want to be able to create that kind of challenge for myself, that invitation for myself that says, you know, like I want to be able to, so example, going back to my list on Notion where it's like today's goal, create a video for the Water Guardians, create a video for the Druid and Mystic page. I want to be able to kind of like set that up in a way where I'm like, okay, like I'm going to give myself 20 minutes and I'm going to create a video, period. That's it. It may not be like the most extravagant video, but it's still going to be heartfelt. It's still going to be able to have a message to it and it's still going to be produced. So, you know, like that's where being a conscious creator, like it's a skill, it's a trade. It's something that we develop and we get better at over time. We learn how to use our tools, our editing tools, our photo editing things, our video editing things, whatever the case may be. And again, our management, like our organization, our folders, our categories, our albums, all of these things. And so that's what I want to get into in the near future is like, you know, kind of still having content that is very like heartfelt and intentional. And sometimes when I feel called, I'll do like longer videos and spend more time on them, but also kind of like playing into a little bit of the algorithm and knowing that sometimes short videos kind of have their own reach, but each video is serving as a bridge between that and the bigger story, the bigger content, what else I'm trying to see. So again, you know, it's so, and that's where, again, sometimes I feel being a conscious media creator can be quite overwhelming and not everyone does it, especially if you're trying to like build this whole network. But the main thing that I'll just say here, and this is something that, hi River, that I really learned, and I'll pass over to whoever wants to speak next, is that, you know, as conscious media creators, really focus on paying attention to what is like the ecosystem of your content. like specifically the word ecosystem. And when you think about that, it kind of like turns on a light where it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Like if someone's like hanging out and watching me for a period of weeks, what's the experience? What's the vibe? What's the recurring themes? What's the message? What's the concept? So, you know, like that's something where we can really begin to understand that as conscious media creators, that one video that might be awesome and maybe it will go viral, like sure, that can happen. But at the same time, if our goal is to really be able to focus on developing relationships with our community members, which is like when roots really run deep, it's going to be the long term. It's going to be, you know, what happens over the course of a week to 2 weeks to a month. And again, it's really going to go back to this idea that people aren't necessarily going to remember what you do, but they're going to remember how you make them feel. So if your content has consistent themes where it's like speaking about, you know, kind of like the optimism, and it's really giving people like this re-encouragement of wonder and awe and strength and virtues and whatever themes that it is that you're trying to be able to reiterate, philosophical themes as well. Keep, you know, even create like a list, which is kind of like, well, what does my ecosystem look like? It's a bit of tarot. It's a bit of community events. It's a bit of broadcast. What do I want to communicate? Again, you know, like what is the need of my audience? This kind of goes back to what I was talking about before, like figuring out our target audience. And at the same time, it depends on the creator. Like some people, if you're like doing this where it's like, this is like a business and my goal is to reach X number of people, it's great to think about who your target audience is. But at the same time, if you're just like, you know what, I'm doing this in a lot of ways for me, I'm doing this because there's something inside me that wants to come out and I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to trust that it's going to see the right people. That works to a degree, but I think as we kind of move through stages, we begin to understand that, you know, like our role as conscious media creators is to be ambassadors for our content. So we should be asking that content of how do we make sure that, you know, our videos get seen by more people who are going to appreciate it, opposed to, you know, just like a small little group and then sticking to that group, unless you want to stick to that group. And that's totally cool. But, you know, it's like, that's kind of, I feel like as conscious media creators, one of our little goals is just like, how many seeds can we plant? And approach that from a place of curiosity, like approach that from a place of play. How many people can inspire? How many ripples can I make? How many waves can we make in total? So I think, again, you know, a core theme with being a conscious media creator is the playfulness as well. Dion, pass it over to you. And again, I just saw your message there. So we'll keep things going. We're going to be done by about 9 anyway, so that's all good. But yeah, if anything anybody said or I said, if it lands with you guys or whatever, feel free to let me know. And shout out to River, who's hanging out with us. So I'm sure you guys can hear him. That's his I'm tired noise. He's like, I'm not tired. I'm not tired at all. So anyways, Dion or Kristen, whoever wants to go next, go ahead. Go for it, Dion.
Yeah, sure. yeah. Just to stick on topic there with like what you were saying. I find that it's different. Like you can go the business route with like content creation, or you can just be in a kind of flowy, however you want to do it, and you'll build a community that way. But a lot of what you're saying, like people remember how you make them feel, and that's what will make them remember you and them keep coming back to check out your content and stuff. And all of what you've built is so amazing, dude. And like over the years, the dedication, right? And it inspires me because right now, like I just have a YouTube channel, and from time to time, I just create videos, and that's kind of my media creation. And you know, it's been good, but just hearing about you guys share, and Chris and I have yet to check out your stuff, but I'm looking forward to that too. It just shows you how much potential you have, you know, as an individual, when you see your peers, your circles, the people, you know, in your community doing this stuff. It just inspires. And so just want to say you guys inspire me, so thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. And that's, and Chris, I'll pass over to you just real quick. You know, that's one of the things that's interesting about being a conscious media creator is like, we're this group of people where no one told us to do this. So why are we doing it? Like, what is propelling us? What is convicting us to show up and to create content. Like, then there's more than one answer to that. But again, you know, like it's some people are like, they might, it's just like, oh, it's the next big thing. It's the next big way to like make money and stuff like that. Whether it be conscious media creator or anything online, stuff like that. There's plenty of that around, but it's like, for a lot of us, it's what we're doing. It's just like, no, like there's something inside of us that says like, hey, you're going to incarnate on earth this time and you're going to create art. Because like art is what you use to be able to help change the world, and your story is art and your word is art. You know, like art is something that kind of expands as we expand as well. So yeah, no, I think it's really, really beautiful to, again, just have people to talk with about what it is that we're doing here together. So yeah. Kristen, go ahead, pass it over to you.
Well, I'll talk directly on that and just share that, like, absolutely, the community spaces are so important to be able to share with one another, not only to inspire each other and to lift one another up, but I think also to just encourage one another, you know, whenever we are going through those flow states. And, you know, I'll say, I think what I've learned, when I first started creating content, it was like, random, real random. Like, if I felt inspired to share something that might make you feel better, I was going to post it, but I definitely did not consider myself a content creator. And I found Brendan by luck of spirit, and Brendan was like, hey, you want to be a conscious media creator? And I was like, I can't do that. I don't even know what that means. And he was like, sure you can. You got it. And I just like, all right, okay, let's do this. And you know, just every day being inspired to step a little bit further out of my comfort zone and do just a little bit more, and really trusting that place inside me that just wants to do the thing. You know, like there's things that you want to do, but you tell yourself you can't, or your family says it's too hard, or your friends are like, come hang out, or, you know, there's like all these distractions that happen in life. But if it's important to you, it will call to you, and it will call to you to a place where it's like, I got to do this thing, like, in whatever way works for me, but it's going to happen, and it's going to come out in the way that it's meant to. And so, yeah, trusting your process, but also stepping out of your comfort zone. And I want to come back to like the who we make content for. Like, I'll have people be like, oh, Kristen, your readings are so on point. It sounds like you're speaking exactly to me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm speaking to me. I'm speaking to you, because we are one. Like, we're the same. We're, you know, we all have a lot more in common than I think than we may know. And so just being able to hold that space, that if it feels like it speaks to you, and at least that made a difference for yourself, then let that be enough, because you are enough and everything you create is enough. But also, you might be surprised at who out there is going to be like, wow, that really resonates with me. Like, thank you so much for saying that. I thought I was all alone in that. Now I know I'm not, because you shared your voice. So yeah.
Go ahead, Kristen. Don't want
to
cut you off.
I was just saying thanks to Baby River for sharing his sweet wisdom.
He just hears me talking and he doesn't fully understand. So he's just like looking at me, talking to? Like, what's going on here, right? So perplexed. He got his YouTube debut pretty early. So yeah. Man, who even knows like what the internet will look like by the time he's older and stuff like that, man. Crazy. But nonetheless, regardless of the technology, the oldest technology of all will still be there, and that is the technology of our voice and the technology of story, right? So it's like, regardless of the medium's going to change, man. Like, you know, people wrote books back in the day, they drew paintings on walls and stuff like that, they made chapels and stuff, all that. It was all storytelling, and now we're in this modern age, technology's changed. It's still just storytelling. So, you know, what stories you want to tell. But going back to something that Kristen said and Dion said, I agree. Sometimes when we create content, like we're hearing it as we're creating it, you know, it becomes a process where it's like a journaling experience, where we get to kind of like take what's inside, put it outside, and then reflect on it. And then we hear it back and we're like, oh, like that's what I'm experiencing. That's what I'm going through. Like, I didn't even know that's what I thought and felt until I tried talking about it, until I started, you know, like just like creating an opportunity for me to be able to just hear what I had to say. And that, and the other thing, just going back to Kristen, absolutely. It's also, you know, with technology nowadays, it's really, really cool, because this synchronicity still exists through technology. like consciousness still exists like through technology, through synchronicity. And to be honest, the stuff that I'm doing with AI art is super freaking blowing my mind, because I swear I'm creating like a channel where like higher source consciousness is literally communicating through AI technology right now. Like I don't think that's why we thought we were creating it, but now I'm starting to see that it's actually become like this medium for like literally in the same way you would draw a tarot card to get a symbol and stuff like that. I think the same thing's happening with what I've tapped in through AI art. It's freaking blowing my mind, but we'll talk about that later. But just in the idea where it's like, yes, never understand that if you feel the need to create a video, understand that that need is actually because it's something that's in like a higher collective. It's almost like a cloud. It's like weather. And then oftentimes I've had that plenty of times where I'll create a video and then someone else replies and they're just like, oh, this is exactly what I needed today. Or I'm going through the same thing. Or basically what Kristen was saying. So, but yeah, Kristen, sorry, Dion, over to you, dude.
Yeah. I was just going to say something quick, but how you were saying about back then, how they used to paint on the walls and stuff, and just art, the oldest technology is the voice and the storytelling. And it's like, it's all spirit, dude. Like all of it, it's just spirit flowing through us. And it's always been there through like from the dawn of like humanity and stuff, you know, and like how you're saying this next wave of evolution of what you're doing with the AI art, right? And it's like, yeah, spirit is there. You know what I mean? And as the technology grows, it's like, it can't escape it. You know what I mean? As much as we may feel like there's this duality of like, you know, consciousness and spirit and stuff, and then AI and technology is just going off. It's like, one doesn't elude the other, because it's like, it's the whole thing. It's like the whole world, like the whole universe. It's all, you know, in spirit and oneness and all that stuff. And it, one can't be without the other. So yeah, that was just my quick little thing I wanted to share there. Totally, and dude. Kristen, you're welcome to share on that as well if you're...
Yeah, Kristen, go ahead, jump right in. And we'll go until about 9 o'clock, and then we'll probably get close to wrapping it up. So go ahead, Kristen.
I think I had a moment, I got pulled away. So I just, remind me where we're going with the question.
You're kind of talking about like the, you know, like when you make something, like you need to be able to hear what you're creating. We were also talking about the synchronicity of if you create something, it's because of there's like a collective consciousness and it's meeting other people's needs. And sometimes we don't even realize that other people need what we're giving them until we've put it out there, and then we start getting the feedback. Like that's, you know, like that's as creators, like, you know, just for anybody out there, like, you know, like don't forget to like, you know, like tell your creators that you like, that you appreciate their content, because sometimes that's a hard thing as creators. We'll create things and then we don't hear from anybody, like people barely comment or something like that, just based on the weather of the culture and stuff. And then it's just like, why am I creating this? Like, does anybody even care? But honestly, it only takes one comment for someone to be like, yo, dude, like, I really appreciate your comment or your content. It really meant a lot to me. And I really appreciate like the heart that you put into what you do. Like seriously, one comment like that totally just lights us up. The one thing I was just going to say real quick, I'll pass it over to Kristen, is that, you know, as conscious content creators, I think I talked about this before, but like play, the element of play, but it's like, have fun. Like have fun with what you're creating. Like if you're not having fun with what you're creating, then, you know, take that as a cue to maybe reevaluate how you're doing what you're doing and what would be like the funnest way for you to be able to create content. And maybe that's something that you're still exploring, because how fun would it be for you to be able to like, you know, understand how to like use like editing tools to more versatility to be able to like really create like that badass story that's in your imagination and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's important where, you know, it's crazy because sometimes as conscious media creators, we just put a lot on our plate or a lot of pressure and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it kind of sucks the fun out of things. So really allow, and honestly, and I've noticed that within myself where like I'll have time in the day and I'll be like, oh, I could edit videos right now. And then a part of me will be like, but I don't want to edit videos. Like something was happening in my brain where it wasn't associating video making as fun. It was associating it as a chore and a task and a responsibility and something heavy. And I just had to do it in order to be able to feed the algorithm God sort of thing. So, you know, like, I think it's finding the balance where how can we create, you know, a consistency with our content, but do it in a way that is still joyful for us. And then as we do it, sometimes like, that's the thing I love about when you really are in that heart space and you're creating from a place of balance and you create something, it actually inspires you to keep creating more. You create something, you're just like, oh, like that was really cool. Like I'm really, because like, this is the one thing I'll just say, and I'll pass it over to Kristen. Sorry, I said it like three times already. From my experience as conscious media creators, one thing that's really powerful that I've experienced is this idea of trusting that like the future is rippling into the present. And what I mean by this is that in the moment that you decide to make a video and you start editing it, there's already an edited version of that video complete. Or, you know, the moment you decide to turn on a camera and hit record, there is already something there that exists and you're just arriving to it. So what I mean by that is sometimes when I would edit my videos, I would go out there and I would film this, you know, like a rally, or I would film a festival. I would do like Journey to Lucidity and stuff. And I didn't fully know like what it was going to be. I knew it was important. I knew it was going to be something. And then as I was editing it, it was like the synchronicity was taking place and it was all coming together. And then it was revealing itself to me as I was editing it. And it was like, holy crap, like this thing already existed. I was merely helping birth it. You know, like I like, yes, I created it, but more so I was just like the ambassador for it, you know? So it's like, what are you the ambassador for of your messages? And again, and the tricky thing about this is that with our free will, we have the ability to say no. And I don't think we have to say yes to every single piece of inspiration that comes through us, but I think it should, you know, to the best of our ability, become something where we're not just always saying no, because we're always creating a story and we think that, you know, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth our time. It's not worth our energy. It's not worth, like, you know, no one cares and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, finding that relationship where it's just like, I feel something coming through. This is coming through for a reason. It's guiding me towards something bigger. How can I serve? Not just how can I serve the community, but how can I literally serve like consciousness, God? How can I serve this individual piece of content that's coming through right now? Like that piece of content, think of it as like a child that's being born and it's coming through you. What can you do to be able to help bring it into this world, right? It's literally turning like the etheric into the physical. Like it's magic, man, literally. Dion, go ahead, over to you.
Like paradigms, right? Like parallel shifts, like how you said, the future coming into the present. It's like, with that, yeah, you can choose to see it that way. And it's like, which path do you choose to take? You know what I mean? Which kind of dimension or which world do you want to live in? Where that thing has been created and you did finish it, or where you're still contemplating, or you didn't choose to do that, you know? So it's all the choice, and all the choices we make direct us to the paths in life that we take. So there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, like sometimes, yeah, it's weird, man. Like the journey as a conscious creator, it's like, takes a lot of trust. But I think what's also important is that it also takes creating an intentional space from which we can listen with more attention. You know, like if we've got a lot of noise going on, if our room's messy, if, you know, there's stuff in our reality that we haven't fully, you know, things that are like taking up a lot of our energy and loops we haven't closed. Ain't that right, River? It's going to be way harder to be, you know, like present, to listen to what inspiration is coming through. Inspiration is always coming through. It's like water. It's like floating around us. It's just whether or not it's like fully like you're like tuning in to the connection that we've created. So yeah, like again, like that's where like being a conscious creator, it's like I'm going to create all this content, but first I'm going to spend a week getting my life together or something, getting like cleaning my room, getting caught up on all this shit. And then you create the space where like the inspiration can come, and it's like you got the runway, you got the environment that's conducive, and then you get to really create it. So again, you know, like for me, like I'm saying this because I'm speaking it into existence, like to the best of my ability, and I'll be flexible with myself and at the same time do my best to be able to cultivate my will and notice that when there are days when I might be telling myself stories and getting lazy and stuff like that, and try to be able to stay accountable to my own choices. Cause it happens with me, man. Like there are times where it's just like, either I'm like, our will is something that atrophies within the time of a day. So like, it's easy to wake up first thing in the morning and say like, okay, here's my list. I'm going to get it done. And then you go and you start on the list, opposed to saying, oh, that thing at the end, that thing that's really important, I'm going to save that for the end of the day. And then by the end of the day, your will is just like, well, I don't want to do it. because my body's too tired, and that's okay. Like, you know, so it's just like also figuring out like how to like prioritize the creation process, to find those sweet spots in the day where it's easier for you to be able to say yes to something and to say yes to that process. Otherwise we create this habit where we're constantly saying no, even though we know it's important, and then things just get pushed back. So it's like, you know, as a conscious media creator, I think it's important for us to kind of like get curious about, you know, like, especially for those of us who are doing this as, you know, income in a form of entrepreneurship and sacred commerce, to really be able to get curious and be like, well, what would the reality look like where I'm knocking it out of the park on a regular basis, where I have like the space, I have the time, I have the energy, I have the creative input, the creative output, I'm building the community. What does that look like? And then kind of like start to like reverse engineer that, right? So like, I think, again, if there's just like basic things where it's just like, you know, my body needs to be taken care of before I can even create any sort of content, then do that, because that's still a part of the work, you know? So it's really just, it takes a lot, but at the same time, when the space is created, it also comes with ease. And it comes with flow. And that's where I am right now, where like I've created the containers, I've created the channel, I've created these new Instagram pages, I've done a lot of organization, I've done a lot of the Capricorn work. And now it's like time to just kind of like let the inspiration like come through, and I know where to put it. I know what I'm creating, I know where it goes. And then to find that rhythm and that routine and that momentum. Like, as creators, momentum is something that comes and goes. And that's very, very important. Go ahead, Kristen.
Can we talk about bad content and how important that is too?
Like, please tell us what bad content means to you, with air quotes.
Yes, bad. I don't think anything's really good or bad, so there's always going to be air quotes around bad. But, you know, the content in your view that you see is like, maybe you've made something and it didn't get any views, or maybe you made something but then you don't feel really connected to it, or maybe you made a creation but it didn't actually get across the point that you wanted. Like, whatever it may be, you feel like it was a failure in its own sense. I feel like those are such important moments for you to be able to see your work and be able to see, like, A, you can recognize the ability to be able to see that you're not connected with your work, and you can see the difference in the quality of content that comes from when you're connected versus when you're not. But then also being able to honor that you change as a person, and so your content is going to change. And so if it gets to a place where you're not resonating with it anymore, that it's important to allow yourself to change and allow your content to create its own ripple within. So sometimes you're going to create stuff that just is a stepping stone for you to get to the next. And so sometimes we feel like maybe we're in this weird middle place where we're creating stuff, we don't quite not resonate with it, but we don't quite know where to go yet. It's like, okay, that's like so empowering. Keep going, like, keep creating, because no matter what, whether it's like bad or good, it's going to get you to where you want to go. And you'll know when you get there, because you'll start feeling it again, and you'll get back in the flow, and it'll, you know, come forward. So I think just being able to like really move through those pieces of it. And then I think also honoring whenever you feel like it's something that you need to put down altogether. Maybe you need to like totally bury it and let it just be done, and it served its purpose. Like, every phase of it is okay, because like I said, if it's something that's really meant for you, if your soul is calling for it, or if it's just meant to come out of you, it will in whatever way it needs to. And so if it means coming back to it and raising it up and letting it grow into the beautiful new thing it needs to be, or letting it be a whole new thing all in of itself, like whatever it needs to be, just letting it be and holding support. I think that's why a community is so important. And that's why I'll just bring it back to my gratitude, Brendan, and all the amazing spaces that you have held and opportunities for us to grow and share. And even just as we've been on here, I've had a few people on TikTok that have said, agreed, like, yeah, it's hard to be able to connect with people and creators, and being able to share that we have similar struggles and hearing each other's struggles and being like, okay, I'm not the only one going through that. It gives you a little bit of strength to say, I can make it through to the next. So thank you so much for creating this and for being here. And Dion, thank you so much too for sharing your wisdom. I really am excited to check out your work. So yay for connections.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. And echoing back, just gratitude again, you know, for anyone who's here, for anyone who's listening, for anyone who's creating this space with us as well. Dion, I know you have to head out in a minute, so we'll get close to wrapping things up. There's one thing that I was just going to note real quick, just as it comes to me, the concept of, you know, like, again, as creators, it's important for us to be very attentive to like what our relationship is like with our content, what our internal relationship is like with the creative process, and to, you know, feel and become aware and to become vigilant at times when we feel like, just like, you know, like, am I being lazy? Like, is there laziness involved? Like, oh, I have this idea for a video and stuff like that, but maybe I'm not going to do it. Nah, I'll do it later. It doesn't get done. Is that laziness? We can put the word laziness on it. But again, I think what we identify as laziness is, again, just like the side effect of a scale that is out of balance. So like, if you're lazy, if laziness is like the defining attribute of your habits, then what is not being met? What needs are not being met within your reality? Again, you know, like, how is your physical space? How is your temple? Like, how is your room? How can you like feng shui your creative space so that it feels like you want to be able to create? Like, what can you do to be able to kind of like pick up that weight? You know, it's like going to the gym, like every part of your body. And it's kind of similar to like going to the gym, taking an ice bath, where, you know, like and that's what it is. Like, the laziness isn't always laziness. It's actually that, what I was talking about earlier, that animalistic part of our brain that basically is very pessimistic, convinces us that our actions don't make a difference, and convinces us that it's much more easy to just stay in our comfort zone. And then we act on it. We fall into it's like friggin' like hypnosis sort of thing. We're just like, oh, okay, I guess that's right. But what we want to be able to do is become self-aware when laziness comes to the surface, and to get curious. Well, where is that coming from? Where is that dialogue coming from? Am I literally just low on energy? Well, what can I do to be able to replenish that? How can I fail? How can I fix the balance? How can I fix the scales on that? And what voice is that? You know, like, is that my higher self, or is that my animalistic part of myself that's telling me, don't take that ice bath at 5 a.m. in the morning, even though if you do, it's going to make you feel so much better, and it's going to prove to yourself that you're vigilant. So again, you know, as conscious creators, it's pushing through those like struggles. And a lot of those struggles are the internal struggles. It's the internal dialogue. Dion, if you're still there, dude, please, by all means, go ahead and just any closing thoughts and anything else that you want to be able to add into that. And then we'll stick around for a little bit, and then we'll be close to wrapping it up. And any comments in the YouTube chat, please feel free to let us know how you guys resonate with that. Appreciate you guys letting us know. So all right, looks like Dion actually dropped out there, so I apologize if Dion dropped out a little bit earlier than anticipated there, but we will be hearing from him again in the future. And again, you guys can check out Dion's content. I'll post a link for it in the info for this video, but if you YouTube search Neon Dion and scroll down, and you'll see his picture there as well. So Kristen, any other thoughts? And again, I'm just kind of going back over to the list of some of the topics. We hit upon a good amount of them, but there's always more detail to be able to get into as well. So what else are you thinking? What else would you like to be able to chat about, Kristen? And then we'll get close to finishing off today's discussion.
The only other thing I could possibly think to add to this beautiful space is trust your process, trust your path, trust your journey. Trust where you're at right now in this exact now moment, and to the best of your capabilities, just hold a lot of compassion and love for yourself, and always remember that we fill our own cups before we fill our cups, and then we fill others from the overflow. So making sure that, you know, self-care is super important, and never at any point is anything more important than your own, you know, well-being and mental health and care, and just making sure that we understand that there's a really important balance between the game we play of life and the content creation and how they mingle with each other. So just holding a lot of grace for the process and trusting that wherever you feel your energy needs to go, that's where you should put it. And I guess like Brendan said, if you feel hesitancy or resistance towards that, reflect on it. Let yourself just be like, wait, why am I resisting from allowing myself to take a walk, or, you know, like, why am I resisting from making that YouTube video I've thought about a million times? You know, like, it takes one step, one single step to get to the next. So just trust your process. And if you feel inspired, I just encourage you with everything I have to do it, and let it be whatever it needs to be, because it's going to be beautiful because you made it. And I think that's pretty wonderful. So, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you again to everybody in the chat as well. Welcome to all of you who are tuning in. And Dion, jumping back into the Zoom, go ahead, man. If you're heading out in a minute, please, by all means, add in any closing thoughts or even just gratitude if you're able to. And again, just really appreciate the conversation that we've had today. I know for me, you know, just like talking about the process of being a conscious media creator is always so valuable. Being around other people that love to just be able to have these discussions. And again, you know, I hope in some way there are going to be people out there that, you know, regardless of whether or not you think of yourself as like a professional conscious media creator or anything like that. Again, I hope this encourages you to, you know, just be engaged in your online content through the ways that you're sharing. Maybe you're reposting, maybe you're commenting on other creators, maybe you're posting memes and stuff like that. Like, it's all incredibly valuable. So, you know, it's really, really exciting to know that everyone has a place at the table in terms of the ways that we can support fellow conscious creators. And again, those of you who may be feeling, you know what, maybe I want to get started as a conscious media creator. And if that's the case, you know, maybe try jumping on a video, maybe try filming, maybe try going down to the river and just share a little bit about, you know, your favorite quote or what's on your heart or what you've been going through. And I guarantee you, as you do it again, you know, you'll start to find that there's a part inside of you that will call you towards what's next. So Dion, I'll pass it over to you, dude. And then again, we'll get close to wrapping it up in a minute.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Final regards. So grateful for this circle. For everyone tuning in, thank you for being here and sharing your energy. Even if you're not in the conversation, you are, because your thoughts, it's being translated through and all that. And yeah, like Brendan was saying, it's really simple. It's not this big thing to create content. You know, it's, you don't have to put it like that. You just pick up a camera and you press the button and you just speak, you know, and you speak from your heart and just share what's on your heart. And when you go from it that way, you'll always end up where you're supposed to be. And so, yeah, just go for it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Dion. Yeah. And again, just in conclusion, you know, like, it's like, yeah, conscious media creators, that's a term that we use for what we are. But at the end of the day, you know, like, we are storytellers, we are ambassadors, we are guardians for a future, for a way that we want to be able to see become more common. We are, you know, like, here to be able to help shift paradigms and lead people back to a place of inspiration and wisdom and knowledge and help them see what else this reality has to offer. There's so many different ways to look at it. But again, I think it's more than just, oh, we're just people making TikToks and YouTube videos and trying to become entrepreneurs and stuff like that. It's like, no, like, we're consciousness doing what it can to help wake itself up. And this is one of the ways that we are doing it. And I think it amplifies when we do it as a community and we get to really be able to synergize our stories with bigger stories. So I'm super excited about, again, you know, like, what we'll be able to continue to create through Paradigm Shift in the future. The other creators will get to meet through these circle events. Again, the plan is to do the Conscious Media Creator Circles every 2 weeks, rotating between that and the Light Guardian Roundtables, which will be, again, more of a open discussion formats, not so much about conscious media creators, but more about specific topics and everything. I did want to do a discussion topic at the roundtable about like AI and AI consciousness and stuff. So lots of cool things to be able to get into. But Kristen, I'll pass it over to you and just any closing thoughts and gratitude and remind people again where to connect with you as well.
I'm here for the AI art, like 100%. So super excited about that. Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram or TikTok as Pinoak Rising and YouTube Pinoak's Cove. I'm just always humbled. Absolutely humbled. These spaces are incredibly inspiring, and I always get the chance to leave just feeling encouraged and loved and supported, and it's because of all of the amazing souls that come and share it. So lots of gratitude, and infinite wisdom and beautiful just ripples of glowing love for everybody for the rest of their nights and wherever you may be in time space, and lots of love for your journey and for your path.
Awesome. Thank you, Kristen. And yeah, all of us, you know, holding that vision and that dream together of a kinder, more inspired and magical world. And again, that's why, you know, like even me being a father and everything like that, it's only inspired me further to remind myself of my why as a conscious media creator, you know, 7 generations back, 7 generations ahead. And it's, you know, just helping lead the way. Dion, go ahead. Any closing thoughts and gratitude, please, by all means, man. And then we'll wrap it up after that.
Oh yeah, man. Let's keep sharing the love, man. I can never get enough of that. Everyone tuning in, I love you. Brendan, I love you. Kristen, I love you. Thanks for being here, you know, and we're doing it. I'm up for the discussion circles too, so keep me in the loop with that. And man, let's keep this going, you know, and I feel inspired. And thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, man. And again, the part that I'm continuously curious about getting back to is, again, not just supporting each other as individual creators, but really starting to sit with the idea of, well, what can we do when we combine our powers, our abilities, our capacities to be able to create content, to facilitate events and so forth and so on. And again, as we get back to the routine, the plan is to be able to eventually, when the time is right, and I'll know when it's right, I'll feel when it's right, get back into resuming the regular events hosted by a variety of the Paradigm Shift members, which is what I was building through Paradigm Shift Central. So it's there, it's ready to be used, but the timing just needs to, you know, when we get there. And so, you know, just planting that seed, like imagine an event where it's like me and Dion hosting some sort of specific talking circle in the future. Imagine an event where it's like Kristen giving like some sort of like TED talk sort of thing, and really just creating, like, again, an intentional and powerful ways for us to be able to connect through through the virtual space of this hyperdelic internet that we are so commonly just underrated. So it's just, oh yeah, it's no big deal. We're just talking to each other through these like weird crystal devices and stuff like that. It's just a thing. So anyways, guys, we'll wrap it up there. And again, you know, for all of you who are listening to this, we hope this has nurtured your heart in some way, just by either hearing our stories or encouraging you to live your own story. Whether you're a conscious media creator, you're still a creator. And again, what your medium is your voice, your medium is your words, your medium is your action. So in that way, I think we are all conscious media creators in one way or another. And our life is our art from that sense. And really just reminding ourselves to, you know, take care of ourselves, take care of our family, take care of our loved ones, connect with community, and continue to just, you know, be patient and gentle with ourselves as we walk those steps and continue to inspire one another. So with that said, as River's getting a little antsy here and everything like that, feel free to connect with all the links in the info for this video. Again, through there you'll find our Discord server, which isn't super active right now, but it does exist, and again, that's just not one of the priorities that I'm focused on right now, but I do plan on bringing focus back to that. And also you can connect through the Patreon if you guys want to support on Patreon. That's a great way to support not only what I do, but also the bigger community, and to be able to get involved with the ongoing events that we host. And then also, again, through there you can find through the links in the info for this video, you can find the Instagram for myself, for Dion, for Kristen, and the main Paradigm Shift Central website, and also on Spotify at Paradigm Shift Radio. So we'll wrap it up there. So guys, thank you so much, and stay tuned. We'll have a Light Guardian roundtable in the coming week, and I'll announce what the topic is that in the early days of the week. So on behalf of myself and all the other shifters out there, guys, please feel free to unmute your microphones, and we'll send some love out to all the amazing people out there who are making a difference in this world. So until next time, shifters, we love you guys. Thank you.
Until next time. Much love.
Love you guys.
Just wait, one of these days River's gonna be hosting these events, so just a matter of time. So all right, talk to you guys later. Much love.
All right, brother.